All right, Marty Lurie here on KNBR 6A. I've been waiting all day to do this. I really have. If you talk about baseball, Northern California baseball, one of the great shortstops of all time, and a spokesperson for baseball, that's Larry Boa. Nice to have you on the show.
It's nice to be back, especially in Northern California, down the road in Sacramento. And I remember coming to Candlestick and watching a lot of baseball games with my dad.
Yeah, boy, was it Al Roenig that signed you? I think it was
Eddie Bachman.
Eddie Bachman.
Yep, Eddie Bachman.
Yeah, Eddie Bachman, of course, and the older scouts. They put the sheet up in the hotel room and showed the film, and that's how they got you.
That's exactly how they got me. I didn't get drafted. Eddie sent the film to Paul Owens, who was in charge of the farm director there, and he said, he looks really fast on this sheet. Let's sign him. Eddie said, I don't know if he's going to hit, but he'll catch it, and he can run, he can throw. And, I signed, and when I first signed, I said, if I can get one day in the big leagues, that would be great. I ended up getting 17 years, so...
Boy, amazing. Great to have Larry Boa with us. What brought you back? I saw you on TV last year. You seemed to have a nice job. What brought you back to the bench coach of the Phillies?
Well, me and Sandberg go back a ways, and, we were talking about it. And I had a great time at MLB. There were great people there. Yeah, I decided I live in Philly. It'd be great, obviously a little disappointing up till now how our season's gone. But, when you come on the field, you got to take the good with the bad. And sometimes it doesn't go the way you plan it out. And you just got to keep battling and grinding it out and hope that you can turn it around here and end on a positive note.
You were a tough player, a tough coach, a tough manager. No one messed around with you. Eddie Montague tells me stories. He said, and Boa, I had to keep him in the box. He wouldn't stay in the box, and I had to go to Joe and say, Joe, keep him in the box. Of course, Eddie, a great National League umpire. But what made you that kind of fiery player?
I think because I was small, I sort of played with a chip on my shoulder. People said you can't play in the big leagues because of your size. You can't do this, you can't do that. I sort of use that as a motivational thing for me. Every time I read, I can't do this. I did almost everything playing. I didn't hit home runs. I tell you that. I can't hit home runs. I will say that. But, it turned out to be a line drive hitter. I got over 2,000 hits in the big leagues. I got to play in a World Series. I won gold gloves. I got to hit 300. I mean, I can actually sit here with you as we talk. A lot of guys, when they finish their career, they go, I wish I would have done that. I played the game as hard as I could, and sometimes it wasn't a good game. I might strike out three times or make an error here or there, but I think the bottom line is that I gave everything I had every game. I played like it was my last game every time I took the field.
Boy, that is so true. Larry Boa, our guest. Game changed at all, even the little bit of time you were away from the Dodgers to coming back. I know we've got replay, which I want to talk to you about a little bit about that, but just about the general overall play.
Well, they got some guys that are bigger, faster, stronger. Pitchers throw harder. Fundamentally, I don't think the game's as sound. You see a lot of base running mistakes, the inability to lay down a bunt. But I do see the game reverting back to pitching, defense, and speed, whereas before it was, hey, let's wait for the three-run homer. And, of course, the PEDs in the game didn't help things out. But because pitching is getting so dominant again, I think the emphasis is on speed and defense and make the plays. Don't give the other team more than three outs an inning. Go from first to third. Score from first on a double. You see a lot of teams trending that way because pitching has been really overtaking the offensive part of the game.
Well, that was your game, really. The Cubs, the great years with the Cubs.
Yeah, I had to do those things. I see a guy that's not a home run hitter and inability to lay down a bunt. That really bothers me because I was basically told, man, you don't get a bunt down or you don't move a runner when you're supposed to. You're not going to play in the big leagues. So it was a matter of you better do it. Don't try. You better do it. And so I took a lot of pride in those little things. And now as I watch the game evolve now, those little things, everyone says, oh, it's a little thing, but those lead up to big things. And those teams, and I'm watching Oakland, and I marvel at their team. You don't have anybody hitting 330 on that team. And I look at the way they play the game. I look at the Giants. The team that does all those so-called little things are teams that are successful in getting the playoffs.
Boy, it's so true. Larry Boa, it's nice to have him as our guest here. Looking at replay, and we had an incident the other day, and I'll ask you about the plays at the plate, which are well known now, the collision rule, but Robin Ventura, it was great. Call went against him, and he came out, and I don't want to tell you, it looked like Leo Durocher and Jocko Conlon. He kicked dirt on the plate, he kicked dirt on the umpire, and the umpire essentially said, look, there's nothing I can do about it. The call was made in New York. We don't see arguments anymore because if you know, everything's done in New York. I've been waiting to get your take on this whole thing.
Well, I think that part of it's got to be tweaked a little bit. I can't see the seventh game of a World Series a call because a guy didn't get a lane at home plate and, okay, he's out. This team wins the World Series on that play. I understand what they're trying to do. They don't want their players on a DL with concussions. I do think it should be a catcher's call. If he wants to block home plate, let him block it. If he doesn't, that should be his prerogative. I do say if a runner goes out of his way to elbow a catcher, he should be automatically out. But this stuff, a ground ball to third base, infield in, you don't have time sometimes to give the guy a lane. And I think it's a ridiculous rule. I think it will be tweaked. Hopefully, I thought it might be tweaked before they start playoffs, but it doesn't look like it. It sounds like they might do it during the winter. That's a tough call. But I get what they're trying to do. They don't want guys to be out for months with concussions. But, again, that should be a catcher's decision. If he wants to put himself in harm's way, let him do it. But I think if you look at a lot of the collisions, the runner goes out of his way. And I do think if a runner does go out of his way, he should be ruled automatically out.
I just can't see telling Eddie Matthews you can't go, or Mike Socha, don't block the plate. I mean, that's the way the game was played.
That's exactly how it was played. I mean, even guys like Boach, and I look at Mike Socha, that's exactly what they did. I remember Socha playing against the Dodgers. There was no lane. There wasn't even, you couldn't even see home plate. But you know what? And he expected to get hit, and that's how it was. But it's a rule that I think is under a lot of scrutiny right now. You see three, you can put three plays up, and one play will say you're out, the other two will say you're safe, two will say you're safe, one's you're out. So you really don't know what the rule is.
Well, I knew you'd nail it pretty well. Very good for Larry Boa. The other part is you don't see arguments anymore because you can't really come out and argue. The part I don't like is coming out and stalling and looking back and saying every play at first base, you can have a replay just about every play.
Yeah, you can. And I really believe that the umpires, I think they do a good job, but they're under so much scrutiny right now with all these TV angles. They're afraid to make a mistake. And back when we played, you had umpires with their strike zone. You knew after the first inning, hey, I'm calling this pitch down the whole day. Whether it was a strike or not, as a player, you wanted the consistency of that umpire. I know he's going to call a low strike today. Be ready to swing at it. And you can understand them being afraid to miss a call at first or miss a strike or a ball because there's so many camera angles. I think it's very hard to be a big league umpire right now.
Yeah, I agree. All right, last thought for you. We got a new commissioner, Rob Manfred, his new commissioner. If he called you and said, Larry, just give me a little advice, where would you go with it?
Well, the one thing I would go with is you either have a DH or you don't have a DH. I'll go either way. If he wants a DH, that's fine. If he doesn't want it, it's fine. And obviously with the Player Association, they're not going to kick out the DH. That's a lot of jobs. So incorporate it in the National League. And the other thing that I think is important is I liked interleague at the beginning. I'm back to old school. I want a team in the World Series that never seen each other the whole year, and let's play each other, and I'm not really in favor of this one counts, the All-Star game. There's too much of a show to say this counts. I think whoever has the best win and loss record should be home field advantage all the way through. Those are a couple things that I would change. But other than that, I think the game is definitely moving in the right direction, getting rid of the PEDs and all the money they're making. All baseball teams are making money, I think, and the players are making money. I think it's a great sport.
Yeah, boy, a pleasure to have you, and you're echoing a lot of the things that we talk about. So good to see you back in Northern California, and you are baseball. And I tell you that honestly, you're baseball. Larry, thank you.
Thank you, Marty. Thank you very much.
Okay.